For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandary. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell may get his wish of ending the impeachment trial tonight without hearing from witnesses. Last night, wavering Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander said he will oppose calling any witnesses in the impeachment trial and signaled he would vote against conviction. Lamar's statement said it was inappropriate for the president to ask a foreign leader to investigate his political opponent and to withhold U.S. aid to encourage that investigation. But Alexander said, quote, there is no need for more evidence to prove something that has already been proven and that does not meet the U.S. Constitution's high bar for an impeachable offense. Moments before Alexander's statement, Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins said she would vote to call witnesses. Utah's Mitt Romney also supports witnesses' testimony. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski said she would announce her vote on witnesses this morning ahead of the start of the day's impeachment trial. If Murkowski were to vote yes, the Senate could tie 50 votes to 50 on the issue. Presiding Supreme Court Justice John Roberts could vote to break a tie. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal told CNN he thinks it's unlikely Roberts would do so, although he should.
I think there's a real interest in justice here that could prompt this Chief Justice to say, I want a fair, full proceeding with witnesses and documents, which he knows well is essential to a fair trial. But I think the likelihood is that he will let a tie vote stand, if there is one, and it will go against further proceedings.
Following the vote on whether to call witnesses, the Senate could quickly pivot to a vote to acquit Trump. That would hand him the outcome he wanted, acquittal, before Trump delivers the State of the Union address next Tuesday. Two big votes in the House against endless war. The House approved Oakland Congresswoman Barbara Lee's long-sought measure to repeal the 2002 congressional authorization for the war in Iraq. That authorization has been used by a series of Republican and Democratic presidents for dozens of military actions all around the world.
The 2002 AUMF was specifically authorized to rid Iraq of weapons of mass destruction, which did not exist. Make no mistake, we're here today to rein in this president and any president, rein in their abuse of executive power.
The vote was 236 to 166, with 11 Republicans voting yes, two Democrats opposing. Silicon Valley Democrat Ro Khanna's measure would prevent tax dollars from being used to take military action against Iran without congressional approval. Khanna's measure passed on a vote of 228 to 175 with the support of four Republicans and opposition of three Democrats.
All the amendment says is before we get into another Middle East war, before we waste trillions of dollars again, that we need to come to Congress to authorize that.
The House bills are unlikely to move forward in the Republican-controlled Senate, and they face veto threats from the White House. The Trump administration is undoing another Obama-era policy, this time to allow the use of landmines around the world. Vox Media obtained an internal State Department memo that shows President Trump rescinding the 2014 Obama directive to no longer, quote, produce or otherwise acquire any anti-personnel landmines. APLs, as they're called, can be incredibly destructive. According to the Landmine and Cluster Munition Monitor, landmines have caused the deaths of 130,000 people, mostly civilians, between 1999 and 2018. More than 160 nations have signed on to an international treaty banning the use, stockpiling, production, and transference of landmines. The U.S. is not a signatory. The group Public Citizen slammed Trump's policy reversal, writing, quote, is this what makes America great again means? Who in their right mind can justify this? Absolutely horrific, unquote. New figures on the coronavirus. China has reported 213 deaths and nearly 9,700 cases. Another 100 cases have been diagnosed around the world, including six in the U.S. The U.S. is advising against all travel to China. The World Health Organization declared the outbreak a global emergency. Australian authorities have declared a state of emergency in the capital region of Canberra because of an out-of-control forest fire burning erratically to its south.
The combination of extreme heat, wind and a dry landscape will place suburbs in Canberra's south at risk in the coming days.
Unprecedented climate-fueled fires across southern Australia have claimed at least 33 lives in September, destroyed more than 3,000 homes, and razed more than 26 million acres. There's no relief in sight. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.